this is Yada KC, your girl from MP.
Hello, my name is Rabona Chabane.
Hi, this is Iman Kuteka.
Molweni nonke. Elam ikama ngukaraboko Daniels.
Goeiemiddag allemaal. My name is Esmeralda Ramsey.
I'd like to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Ke rata ho lakaletsa bomme le basadi kgwedi entle e atlehileng.
And I want to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Ndilapha nje ndizonqonela bonke abafazi inyanga emnandi yabasekhini.
Ali pragtige vroue 'n gelukkige vroue maand toewens.
And this is to all the strong women. May we know them, may we be them, and may we raise them.
Nhlaleni bahle njalo.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's your host with the most, back again with another banging episode this week. I go by the name of KD, but formerly known as Karabo Ntsoane Daniels. And of course, I never go alone. I'm with
Uvuyisa Nani Wakanomchacho, your daily dose of sugar. Let's get it, people. We're about to spice things up today, isn't it?
For sure. So what are we talking about this week?
Okay, I did promise the people that I would be talking about my trip to East London and everything that happened there, the scintillating conversation of what politics really is, and just diving into the new concept of IEC voter registrations. They want to do a new form of voting, e-voting system where you vote online. So I'm just going to be diving into that. How is that going to work for Omagogo,
for the
normal South African people? What are you going to be talking about?
Today, I am talking about the alleged Russian human trafficking.
Heaven.
You know, South African influencers promoting jobs to us. Got human trafficking, but we'll dive into that. But I think before that, we have a news reader that's going to read the news for us today.
Yes, we have Uchuma Velimini. Let us give her a warm welcome as she reads the news for us.
This is Madiba's Radio News.
Imidlalo zemicimbi yophuhliso lwasekhaya LGE ziya kwenzeka nakuphi na phakathi kukanovemba nge-2026 nango-January 31, 2027. Oku kwavunywa ngumphathiso wemithetho yezivoti IEC uSaima Babolo kwintlanganiso neendaba engqondweni yezivoti eCenturion ngomgqibelo. Mababalo uthi intlanganiso phakathi komphathiswa kunye nekomishini seziqalile kodwa ke azikagqetywa. Ukanti ukwathe umthetho uthe umjikelo wombutho wesixeko ubalelwa kwiminyaka emihlanu kwaye ukhetho kufuneka lubanjwe kungekapheli iintsuku ezingama-90 emva kokuphela komjikelo. Imikhosi yomjikelo wesixeko ezikhoyo ikhethwe ngomhla wokuqala kuNovemba 2021. Oku kuthetha ukuba umjikelo wangoku uya kuphela ngomhla wesibini kuNovemba 2026. Yaye uMababolo wongeze ngelithi ukhetho lwemibutho yesixeko luza kwenziwa phakathi kwethu ngoNovemba 2026 nokuphela kukaJanuwari 2027. Igunya lokumisela umhla wokuqalisa ukhetho likumlawuli wezokutywina nokulawula imeko zomphakathi emva kokuxoxisana nekomishini. ANC susabakhethiweyo abaphathi phakathi kokungqubana kwezenkolo kumasipala wase-Northwest. African National Congress eyaziwa njenge-ANC kwi-Northwest iwasusile amaphakathi amathathu kweRea Motse Moila local municipality kuquka no-Itumeleng Moirabi ophakathi kokulwa ngesikhundla somphathiswa noDina Pitso. Morapi kunye noPitso bazithathe njengabalawuli balomasipala oku kuza emva kokuxabana kwamaqela abaphathiswa be-ANC kwimiphakathi yeZ-Trust edale udubulo lwangomvulo kwibhilidi yeshishini. Unobhala walo mbutho ephondweni uLouis Dimerelo uthi izithuba zibhengeziwe kwaye unyulo lovalo sikhewu luza kubanjelwa kwiwadi yesixhenxe ngomhla we-15 kweyeDwarha. Iyanyuka iminxeba yophando kubaphembeleli basemzantsi Afrika abatyhola inkqubo yemisebenzi yaserussia phakathi kwenkxalabo yokurhweba ngabantu. Abaqeshwa bemisebenzi yehlabathi babuyele kwindawo ngomvulo emva kokuba isithuba semithombo yeendaba zentlalo zikrokrela malunga nezifundo zomgunyathi kunye neentlanganiso zemisebenzi. abaqeshwa bemisebenzi yehlabathi babuyele kwindawo ngomvulo emva kokuba isithuba semithombo yendaba zentlalo sekroxela malunga nokufundiswa okunobakho kunye neentengiso zemisebenzi. Ukumenywa kophando olomeleleyo kulandela iphulo elitsha lokugaya abantu kusetyenziswa abaphembeleli bemithombo yendaba zaseMzantsi Afrika ukutsalela basetyhini abasebatsha kwimisebenzi kumazwe engaphandle ekubandakanya neRussia. Umphembeleli odumileyo onabalandeli abaphantsi babesigidi esinye kuInstagram kunye nabalandeli abazizigidi ezi-1.7 kuTikTok uphakathi kwabo bajongana nokubuyela umva ngokubeka inkqubo yemisebenzi eRussia phakathi kwenkxalabo ezinokuthi zibe nonxibelelwano nokurhweba ngabantu.
Send your stories to news.medibusradio@mandela.ac.za.
And we are back. Thank you so much, Xuma, for those news bulletins. I hope everybody's keeping up with their politics and everything that's happening around them. And on the topic of people, let's just dive straight into it. So myself and some other crew members got the amazing opportunity, independent of Madiba's radio, that is, to just go over to East London and sit in a youth conference, a thought leadership session about the IEC, about where it's going. Now, for those who don't know, the IEC is basically the people that are in charge of the vote, of the voting system in South Africa. So when there's a ballot happening, so they are basically just the people that are counting, the organization that's counting the votes and making sure that everything is in order. They put out the results, ANC won, TA is this, EFF is that. And they basically are in charge of ward voting registration throughout the wards in South Africa in smaller communities and at a larger scale. So it was really an amazing opportunity to just sit and just listen to how those things happen. And yeah, it was basically that.
Right. So as a person that attended, that it was at a conference, right?
Yes, it was a conference, okay, a one-day conference.
As a person that attended that conference, don't you guys ask questions like, how do we trust the IEC? Don't they kind of alter the votes a bit? What do you think, Wisanani? What do you think about that? Because that is something that I think about a lot, you know. Yeah. The IEC, don't they like genuine and like alter, you know?
You're going to get me in trouble.
I'm asking here. I'm asking.
What if I'm multi employed by the IEC? I can't.
I'm asking.
But like, it was a topic that came up. It was a topic that came up, especially with what they're trying to introduce. So they're trying to introduce an e-voter system. So the e-voter system is a proposed pilot idea put to structure and system by the IEC that instead of the usual ballot paper voting, we use electronic voting automated style as it cuts down the hassle or inconvenience of having to wait in long queues.
I've been there. And the lines are crazy.
Exactly. So basically what the IEC is saying is that, like, because of those things, if we are voting electronically, we can't really tweak the results. You know, we can't
for sure.
Because it's automated. We'll see if you have your ex next to Musa Maimane, boom. Directly, Musa Maimane is getting his votes. Because it's an algorithm. If it's going to the good party, boom, it's going to the good party. If it's going to this party, to Mkhonto we Sizwe, boom, it's going to the Mkhonto we Sizwe. Now, I'm mentioning all these parties. I'm not saying, guys, go vote for these parties. We are independent people.
Independent, for sure.
Do what you gotta do. But then, even in this, the people there, hey, 40 students, hey, those ones, hey, they fight for Amalungelo.
Really?
They were just vicious there when it came to actually interacting with the keynote speaker. So, basically, they propose that even if that thing is happening, because it was put into action in the last elections, but then it really didn't help because the actual computers themselves were crashing. You see the problem.
Have they found a solution on how to do this for the next voting election?
Kaloku, last time
will they build much more stronger computers, much more stronger systems rather, You know, have they discussed those things in the conference?
I don't know specifically about...
I should be a Fortis student. I'm here asking the right questions. Like,
No. Not that I don't know specifically, but then I don't want to sit here and say, oh, yes, they do have the system. But I want to bring us to the idea that it's a pilot. It's a pilot idea. So it's not fully fledged, meaning that there's no... If it's an idea that we're still starting out, it's not given the amount of money that it needs also. Mm. So there's a limited budget to all of those software systems. But I did learn that the IEC uses one company for their software system and everything, which for me, I would diversify their system so that they have better people. So if this office crashes, the next one can do. If this one crashes, the next one can do, you know. They make it easier for people with disabilities, overseas citizens, or those in remote areas can vote, actually. They can help boost the participation among younger and tech-savvy voters, because you know that in South Africa, you have an issue with women and youth people. This is one of the things that we were talking about in the session, that women and youth people, they're not voting and participating as much as they should be. There's over a disparity of 40-something% of women and youth that are not actually participating in the voting system. And another advantage that is convenient, you know, you get to just sit home. You're not going to go to the queue. People can vote from home anywhere with internet access. It reduces the need to travel or stand in long distance. There's a faster counting of the results. It's cost efficient. It's real time monitoring. But then, in all of these things, there's always another side of the coin.
For sure.
You know?
For sure.
And another side of the coin is a question like, okay, we're voting with tablets, with Wi-Fi, got data, but in Kalengqushwa, njan.
How am I going to do that?
You see?
Those are the cons. Mm-hmm. Those are the cons. A quick question. You mentioned that there is a decline in women voting. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? Like... Take me through your thoughts.
It was a deep thing that was actually also discussed by a public speaker there. And to me, it's a matter of the youth. Personally for me, I think the youth is not participating. And I'll talk about this later on, because we do not understand the power that is voting. You know, we do not understand the power that is voting.
I can understand when you say that, because I think I'm part of those people as well. I don't really, for me, as long as I'm alive and as long as I've got electricity, mm-hmm. as long as, mm-hmm. you know, I go to school, I think that's what matters to me. But, you know, I don't really view it on, you know, another lens, like a deeper lens of, mm-hmm. you know, what will happen to our country when this certain party is ruling, mm-hmm. you know, how will that affect us, how will that affect our children exactly. in the future, you know, our families back in Makaya, how is this going to affect them? Mm-hmm. And I think we should definitely view things in like a deeper lens, look at things and just, you know, view them, mm-hmm. you know. I am wrong as well. I'm not putting myself in the clear here. I am wrong because I really... did not. Do I? I don't know. I'm kind of contradicting myself. But I'm one of the people that really don't mind. No, about Gurule AP country, you know, it's perfectly fine with me. But actually, as I think about it, that is something I need to work on, right? Because I think now I am old enough to comprehend and understand the importance of, you know, a country that rules. Mm. I mean, a political party that rules our country, rather.
Mm.
Yeah,
I think it's so important that we make the conscious decision of which party to vote for, knowing the result in which we want.
And don't be influenced by anyone.
Exactly.
On top of that, don't be influenced by
exactly.
anyone.
This is what they were talking about. Is that like, that's why you have certain parties who have been ruling for a long time, is because we're still clinging on to the past, but then at the same time, we're not just... still cling on to the past, but we are somewhat unaware of what change could bring, or at least what change should be like. Like, we don't know what a revolution is. You know, the youth of 19 or of the 90s, when they were under apartheid, they knew that, like, I don't want to go to school and learn how to wash a shirt. I want to actually learn, you know. They knew what they were fighting for. the problem with us, with me and you, and I also include myself, is that dilwela ndoni. You know, it's a problem. Like, if we're going to start a revolution, if we're going to vote, if we're going to participate in the economy and politics, why are we doing it? We don't have a reason why. Because we're not aware that, well, first things first, a country like South Africa could be way better than it already is. You know, we could be better. We could do better because we can be those leaders in ourselves. We can be the youth of the 90s and of the 19s, I mean, and do all of those things and be conscious. But then we just have no reason. We are like soldiers. We're like soldiers that don't wear uniforms anymore. But we're like, ah, yeah. But we don't also realize that there's a war outside. We're like, ah, it's okay.
It's like we have no drive.
Exactly.
You know? We have no drive.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think that that's something we should also most definitely look into. Mm-hmm. You know, what are we striving for? Mm-hmm. What do we want? What's our aim? What's our goal in the fighting that we're doing? You know, I think, okay, Visanani, as a person, I'm speaking about me personally. Yeah. As a person that is not used to politics, that sort of world, what advice would you give me into starting my political journey? Let's say I want to, not that I'm going to become a politician rather, but I just want to learn more about politics and that world. So what advice would you give me as a beginner?
We're actually going ahead of topic because I wanted to talk about
this. Oh, really? Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Going ahead of topic. But I would say, first things first, it should be in the curriculum of South African students. Read Steve Biko's I Write What I Like.
I've seen actually, I've seen two people reading that book.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is this book actually nice? Because I saw the first person reading, I'm like, Susan Funing, what guy's Steve Biko? And then a second age mate of mine also posted that book, and I'm like, wow, what is so interesting? You know, it's intriguing. Now I want to know what's in the book.
It makes you conscious of what is happening around you, or at least they had a different struggle back then. But then Ngoku, it will make you conscious of what is happening in the world, because it's still relevant even today. It's Steve Biko's book has a famous quote that's been said so many times, but then people don't realize how relevant it is today and how of much of importance is. He says, excuse me, I'm going to paraphrase, but he says, the greatest weapon of an enslaver is the mind of the oppressed. You know what I mean? So it's a matter of you cannot be oppressed if your mind is free. It's impossible. You can be in a jail, but if your mind is free, then you're not oppressed. But then the problem is, we have in South Africa, we think that we are free, but our mind is oppressed. How is our mind oppressed? Because there's still a high unemployment rate. And I say this subjectively as a person who sees and who feels and as a human being, you know, because we are so content with what we have been handed that we do not seek something outside of that. Thus, I'm not talking about the unemployment rate specifically, but I'm talking about, again, I'm going to refer it back to my community, the disparity in that community where you're handed a hand of poverty and you live your whole life poor.
Because you're used to that.
Exactly.
Mm.
You're not conscious to the fact that life can be better.
Better. I want more. I can get more if I put my mind to
that
it.
That is what consciousness is. You have been told so much that, like, ugrand apha uzophelela apha, that you uqala uyibelieve lonto leyo kude iphele ubomi bakho ude uyofika engcwabeni koko wena usithi ba awuzoba yinto. That's you become what it is that you were told because you're not conscious to who you are. You know, so it's a very deep topic. It's a very deep topic.
Topic of consciousness, Visanani, what role does consciousness play in politics as well as in life generally?
Hey, that is actually a deep question. I think consciousness allows us to make clearer decisions, but for me, consciousness allows me to to fully grasp, not even fully grasp, because there's nothing as fully grasping something. Like, 1 + 1, simazi engu tutina, but asimazi 1 ufike njalo.
We
can grasp that the answer is 2, but we don't know where 1 came from, you know? But then we can seek those questions. We can seek the person in the mirror. Uzibuke ba teni ndindimu nje teni ndisenza lento teni ndinomsindo xa kwenzeka lento. Like, this is consciousness. Consciousness plays such a beautiful integral role in how we grow up as people, because if we're conscious, we're less likely to be criminals, we're less likely to be abusers, we're less likely to be all of these things, because we are conscious of all the struggles you went through. You're conscious of the fact that, okay, I grew up like this, like this, like this. That's why I'm making decisions like this, like this, like this. All of those things, they play an integral part. And then you say consciousness in politics. Consciousness in politics, thus then, for me, when I hear the word politics, guys, I'm a patriot. Me, I think my love for my country. I don't think politicians. I think, what can I do for my country? You know?
You're spoken like a true South African.
You know what I mean? It's not about, hey man, come and do the politics in the parliament. No. That's not, at least that's not what the spirit of politics is. For me, the spirit of politics is being able to make effective change in your community. You know what? Let me go provide sanitary pads in my primary school. You know what? Let me go have some teaching lessons and help kids. That's not politics. That is the true spirit of politics, because the true spirit of politics is bringing about change. That's what the youth of the oppression in the 90s, that's what they fought for. Politics should be us actually putting effective change into South Africa at large. What do you think, Wena Karabo? What do you think, as a person, you could change about South Africa? And I'm not talking about indunkulu or anything, like when, like if no puma pandle.
What change would I make? I think I would just go around motivating young people, to be precise. Young people, that it goes back to the same thing, that, you know, people are so used to what they're being given. I would try and open people's eyes. Dibabonisa, but there's better life than this. You know, with education, with this, with that, you can become a better person. You can live the life that you see, the life that you see on magazines, newspapers, etc. You know, so for me, I think I would honestly go out there and start motivating people.
You know, furthermore, about all of this consciousness, the spirit of politics and everything, I think we also dived into there about the spirit of politics in church. Now, this is going to be a very controversial topic,
for sure,
because you have the history of the church, how Christ was introduced in Africa. People would fight up against that and say, oh, it's a white man's religion, blah, blah, blah. Craig Bailey, who was a speaker, that we had a conversation. He had a conversation about this, about the spirit of politics, politics in church, you know, in a sense where there is religion and there's politics, and these are constructs of us being human beings, right? And then there's a matter of, like, how can icawa incede ipolitics zibe good? When you think politics, what do you think?
Corruption?
Exactly.
Corruption?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You see, you're like, oh, corruption. But then we need to have, in my sense, I think that we need to have moral basis in order to be good, to do good politics. I was going to say to be a good politician, but there's no such things, but to do good politics. You know, we need a morality that comes from faith, that comes from at least a foundation of some sort of, aman sukuba. Come on, we need that. I feel like the church in itself can play an integral part in helping South Africa as a large, as a whole, to push itself forward into into having strong values of leadership, strong values of morality, strong values of wanting to bring about positive change. So, yeah, that was basically. I don't wanna expand too much and talk too much about this. But then it was a very beautiful topic, and I wanna leave it up to the audience there. Before I close it off, is what are you conscientized enough? Do you think that you are aware of everything that's happening around you? Do you think you know when you're going to that voting station? Are you making a conscious decision for yourself and for your future? Or are you making a decision because umama ute votela the party that wears a red shirt? You know, why are you voting? Why are you even going, waking up and going to work? Because the world told you that you have to work, or are you purposefully living a life? I think those questions ought to be asked in order to awaken your conscious mind. Yeah.
You asking these questions to our listeners back at home, it's making me think of a module that I was doing last semester.
Yeah.
Philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Philosophy is something else. It makes you view life on a different lens, and it makes you be aware of yourself. It makes you be conscious of yourself and your surroundings. Yeah, like, it asks you questions like, are you living? Are you sure you're living? Or do you just think, you know, questions like that.
It's I'm just
like,
reality.
Exactly. And I'm like, am I crazy? Have I been living a lie this whole time? You know? Yeah. So yeah, philosophy is very great. Amazing. And I think, you know, philosophy and maybe politics can go hand in hand.
Yeah, they
somehow.
Do. Yeah, they do.
Somehow.
I wanted to study philosophy, politics, and economics.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
See, that's a dream. See, that's the dream.
Oh, that's
right
interesting.
There.
Three in one.
Three in
economics,
one.
Philosophy, politics.
Politics, yeah.
I never knew that.
PPE. Yo, it's,
I never knew that.
I wanted to study that, actually, but I just went down the economics mainstream, so it's okay.
Are you enjoying economics?
Very much. Mm-hmm. Very much. It's just a lot of stress, but then it ties into what I love. And I study philosophy outside.
Ooh.
You know, mm-hmm. So it's still fine. I like philosophy, guys. Everybody should be a philosopher. By philosopher, could think.
Hey guys, I don't like thinking. Like, the moment I'm an overthinker. Let me tell you, I'm an overthinker, and the moment I think, it starts from this thought, and then it escalates to like so many more thoughts, and sometimes I cannot control my thoughts, and it really overwhelms me. So I just prefer to not think.
I'm
impulsive.
Yeah, okay.
I'm impulsive.
Just to derail from the topic, viewers listening at home, I just want to ask Garabo this question. How do you thus then confront yourself? If you know that, okay, I know if I'm going to overthink, how do you bring yourself back to that? And how do you know when you're making a right decision that is not impulsive or based on emotion?
You know, what's sad about it is I always realize after. I always realize after that, ooh, that I made a decision based off emotion and impulsiveness.
Mm.
So I always realize after that is something I'm working on, actually. Mm. You know, the first step is that I'm aware that I do this.
Consciousness now.
You know, period. You know, I'm aware that I do it, and it's something that I am working on. And it's wrong. Like, it's wrong. You don't always have to be impulsive. You know, there's certain parts of life whereby you have to be impulsive, but that not always, just like me. You know, I'm, yay, you know. But kwayo overthinker ipatnem, it's something that I can't control. Mm. Like, I just overthink a lot. I'm an overthinker by nature. And I've always been like this. And I think if you've always been like this for most of your life, it's very difficult to, like, you know, turn back, you know. I mean, and, you know, overthinking has its pros and cons.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So I'm not that mad about it, but still, it's like,
Yeah, me, I do, and then I think after, but how? Hey, I shouldn't have done this.
Yeah, I know that. I've been there. I know that so much.
I think it's a beautiful thing. Also, just out there to the listeners, let me phone your alcohol. We better go in your room or whatever, and really sit down and talk to yourself. Thus, if you practice that daily, you're going to be aware of what happens in your mind, because your mind is almost like a house, and that house has so many things inside of it. either uyayiklina ngokwakho, uthatha izinto uyiklina, rearrange i-topics, rearrange ba hey, my relationship with this person, my relationship with this, my school is here, my I swear, if you can do that, then you think clearer, you move clearer, you live life with purpose and passion, because you're choosing izinto ozifunayo in your life. Over invite yonke ikati njengenayo. Yo, we
And you know, I think maybe some of the listeners back at home might be asking themselves that, you know, how do you talk with yourself? How do you have a conversation? Because maybe some of them have never had a conversation with themselves, you know. They don't know what it is to tap in to your inner self, you know. So an advice I would give to our listeners at home is that just close your eyes and let your brain do whatever. You don't have to tell your brain, but think of this. Your brain will just, it will naturally happen. So just close your eyes. No matter how you phone before ulala, you first think you have a lot of thoughts, like a lot of thoughts flow in your head. So just be bangatu zaulala and just let your brain do the working. Just think, do not control your thoughts. Let it be waves and waves, smooth waves though.
Hey, meditation, baba. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Waves and waves.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I learned. I do psychology, so that you know, those are stuff that I learned. Psychology.
And you know, I love what you said, that your mind will automatically go.
Mm.
Once your mind automatically goes to that thing you've been avoiding, you're going to be like, yo, you should stay there. Don't run away from that thing. Because once you put down the phone and because it's just going to run to the fact that, boom, and guy in the land, boom. Once it runs, confront that thing. Don't run away from it. In like your bandu is they don't want to confront their pain and their stresses. And
you
their
should,
worries.
Guys, so that you overcome it. So that you overcome it, you know. So
heard it from the doctor.
Point blank, period. We are going to talk about something very interesting.
Before we do that, let's play the interview that we had with Miss Aviwa Mbambo, who is the head of the IEC, in that session, and really just spoke to us at large about everything that's happening. Let's just listen over to her and then we'll jump over to the next topic.
For sure.
Hi everybody, my name is Miss Mchacho again. I am here with Aviwa Mbambo. She will introduce herself and what she does in the IEC.
Hello everyone, my name is Aviwa Mbambo. I am working at the IEC office as a local electoral officer. I manage elections at the Great Climate Society.
Yeah. And Usisi is very educated, by the way. I think she's not putting that out there also. So I just wanted to basically ask how do you feel about the event that just happened? And what is your thoughts about the discussion and panelism we just had on gender and youth and participation in the voting system?
Okay. Well, it's really interesting. I don't
know
what to lie. It was really interesting. It was so informative. And it was very electrifying, and it was very meaningful, because sometimes you are able to advance on systems, advance on processes, advance on engagement, but they lack the meaningful element, they lack the purposeful element without the engagement and the perspectives from the young people. So today we got to hear at first hand what the young people have to say about our electoral systems, what the people think about democratization as a whole, whether it works for South Africa, whether it doesn't work, and why they are participants and why they are passive participants. And also it was interesting to hear from the young people what they think about the electoral commission advancing and developing with regards to the modes of managing elections through technological devices. We got to hear the perspectives of the youth. Sometimes you know about it, or you think you know, until you hear from the horse's mouth. So it was very interesting, and most of the points we have taken into consideration were very valid points that they put on the table. They gave us security issues, they gave us inclusivity issues, accessibility issues, endurance issues, and relevance as well. So there's so many issues that were spoken about. Credibility, accountability were one of those issues that were put on the table, and the lack of leadership.
Topic. next if we sign any. And it's really shocking. And hey, sana,
my eyebrows,
my jaw's on the floor rather. Hey, and it's been on the floor and I cannot pick it up.
Hey, man.
That's how big this.
What's happening?
Yes. So, allegedly, South African influencers are promoting a Russian job program despite concerns of human trafficking. Experts warn that such programs may exploit vulnerable individuals and caution against unverified job opportunities. So, Vizanan, let me take you through this, right? So, it got like a Twitter, Lindo. Twitter, now known as X. I like a Twitter whereby people were like, hi, man. Okay. Let's rewind. So South African influencers have been going to Russia. What are they going to do in Russia? They are being invited by a Russian company named Alabuga. Named Alabuga. And Klabefika Pana, they are basically shown the factories, the what. So what the Russians want from these South African influencers, they want these South African influencers to promote for them and to basically lure in people, you know, they marketing the Russian company. So genyani ke ZAS South African influencers bafike babone Russia, okay, nazi factories nazintondo ni babona nabantu sebephangela pha, you know. What raised eyebrows though is that it's only African women that work there, young African women at that. That's the first red flag from me. And Gyangwoku, okay, cool. So Genyani Bapa was taking on their social medias, influencers like Sign Bougie, you know, CM Tanda Dame, and as well as Opabalo, who else? Otando, you know. Otando. So a lot of people, a lot of these young influencers have been posting about this. Now people are clocking, man. This thing is kind of dodgy. You know, this thing is kind of dodgy because why is it only women from aged 18 to 22 years old?
Heaven. 18 to 22.
And why is it only African countries? And why do you even need women to build drones? So the Russians need women to go build drones. Why can't the Russian take some of their population? Because Russia's got quite a population. So I really don't understand why they would target African countries.
What are the streets saying, Baba? What could it be? Is it human trafficking?
Human trafficking. Because interviews are being done. Listen, so the influencers that go there ask questions and they also get to interview some of the girls that live there. So there was an interview that was done with this one girl. So basically, we are Buzaba. So how is it here? Like, no, it's nice. She's like, no, it's nice. I'm really enjoying my time here. You know, salary is great. They treat us well here. You know, we get everything that we need, etc., etc. Then Kya Buzaba, do you guys go home? Yes, she took a very deep breath before she answered that question, you know. How often do you go home? And then she answers, you know. So it's stuff like that that are like, are these people really happy here? So, yeah, and no, TikTok and Twitter are really, they are really fighting and they clocked this thing by, this is human trafficking.
Has this thing been happening for a long time then?
Or is it like a recent? Sanani, I don't know, but it's recent on our social media platforms, you know. Apparently, these South African influencers went there in February to shoot these videos. But now people are clocking it. And allegedly, these South African influencers were paid 150K, in rands, 150,000 rands, to promote just for one promotional video. Ticket flight paid for to Russia, accommodation, activities done in Russia, they are all paid for this Russian country. So Genyan is South African influences by Tata. Something along those lines. Excuse me if I'm wrong, but it's Alabuga.
Ah man, something is not okay. What do you think, or like what are they saying they could be using the girls for? Is it like a sex ring, or is it just hard labor or what has happened?
I don't know, Visanani, but you know, everything is about money nowadays. In this day and age, everything is about money. So I think that they're using the you know, these young girls for hard labor because ba say young mos, so they use these girls for hard labor, basically like slavery, because they are also targeting African countries. I think we are, it's sad that we fought so hard to get out of that dark place and we are slowly going back there. Yeah. And it's sad also
crazy that
you know, black people are pulling each other down. That's another thing that I don't like. Like, why?
We are under the misconception that sharing information and sharing success among each other means that I lose a success. So if mnandixeleleba amanchumi iMercedes Benz yenzohlobo nelohlobo ndicinga fani ba suddenly mnanzoyeka kuba neMercedes Benz. Like, we don't want to like progress each other forward. We want to yasken bengitswamba kunawe.
Now, and no, oh, that's bad.
Yo, it's horrible.
That is bad. And you know, another thing that's been going around is that the Russian government has been accused of failing to protect migrant workers from extreme forms of exploitation and violence. Mm. Dozens and dozens of women from African countries were lured into Russia, rather, with false promises of legitimate employment, only to have their documents confiscated and be forced into captivity, working up to 20 hours a day without pay. Another thing, Russian authorities have been reported to forcibly transfer hundreds and hundreds of, you know, African children to Russia, where they are given to Russian families. This has increased the children's vulnerability to trafficking.
Yeah.
It is sad.
It's sad.
It is very sad. And
it's just so sad.
Let's just wait and see what South Africa will do about this. We cannot lose anything. And especially now that we're aware of what's happening, you know, let us unite as a country and protect South African citizens.
And other girls from even going to such a place.
For sure. Even other, you know, other countries as well, other African countries, because I heard that the target is mainly African women, you know. So let's continue fighting for what's right.
The scramble for Africa will never stop. Never. People will always see Africa as a cake and everybody wants a piece of it. And it's a saddening thing, saddening reality, but not we ought to. One person, one community, one village, one city ought to revolutionize themselves away from seeking dependency from outside world, you know. It's just a sad thing. Very sad.
Yeah. And, you know, remember those South African influences that I told you about, Wisanani? They released videos, apology videos to the country at large.
Saying what?
Basically apologizing that they didn't do extensive research about this. I mean, you cannot... You cannot sell an idea to me that you don't have, like, information about. You know? Abanyeke, they are not even really apologizing. They were like, no, it's basically justification. In, like, now the way I view it, they were justifying everything that they did. It was an apology is genuine, Vuyisanani. Mm-hmm. You apologize, ne? Uti, I deeply apologize and acknowledge, but I was wrong.
One, two, three, four.
You cannot say sorry, but mna, I thought you thought what? What did you think? No, you are in the wrong here. In the public eye, mind you, it's us against you, so we have power. So ingathi, yay.
And you know what's crazy? Ungumuntu man, uyayazi into off.
For sure, intuition. We'll never lie.
We'll never lie. Like, even I swear most of these hosts here, our listeners, even at all the Rojwa,
couldn't be off.
I swear, and then Rojwa, boom. Because your intuition will never lie. And even then, Bona, they saw, bah, man, something's wrong, but 150,000 being flown to Russia. I must keep it. I come to the ass. I come to the teen.
Ay, sana. Boom. And no ba, hey, da. Kaloku na, why be I think, but you know what? Which company would do this? They love us. Why are we special? 150K. Mm-hmm. And also, The people that worked there at that company were asked questions that they could not respond to. Questions like, why only women aged 18 to 22?
True,
yeah. So they can't answer questions. They cannot answer questions. They're like, no, our boss will answer that. Blah, 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 blah. So, kubuzo futhi, why females, you know? I mean, why can't males build drones? Like, these, and zit drones, it, like, this is, I'm not saying ba, women are not capable of building drones, mm-hmm. you know, but why not men also?
So, yeah.
Why must it only be women? Do you get it? So, questions like that, they couldn't answer, and hey, me personally, I really don't know it, but I really hope that we, you know, fight. You know, we find our way out of this, because this is a mess, honestly. And I hope these influencers own up, you know, mm-hmm. to what they did. It will not change what they've done.
And they expose their contacts. Who gave them this? Let's get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Anyways, it's very sad, you know.
Mm.
And I think that. See, end days is.
Hey, kaku.
You know, hey. The end days.
Speaking of end days, the end days left for our show.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe so, right, madame?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're done now with our show. We've come to the end of our show.
Before we end it, though, I have a question for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Having it being Women's Month and everything, what is, like, one thing that you learned about the power of women this month and you just want to share with our listeners?
The power of women. I've learned that women can do absolutely anything.
Mm.
Women can do anything whenever they want to do it, and it's like, you know, women are always being, no, women can't do this, women can't do that, women can't do this. What I've learned is that women can,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they will strive and get what they want as long as they've got their mind and heart and soul into what they're doing.
Women can.
So I think the phrase for me for this show is women can.
Hey, that's a brand name right there.
Yeah, woman can. Yeah,
something. It's like, hey, patent there. We are copywriting it.
We are copywriting it. Mm-hmm.
Came from here, 10/1/11. Mm-hmm. You're probably watching on a Thursday.
The call out.
Exactly, the call out. Woman can. That's a beautiful quote.
For sure. So, Visanani, I think we've... reached the end of our episode. I'm sad, I know, but unfortunately we have come to the end of our episode. Any last words to our listeners?
Not really, just connect, inform, and engage with the world around you as we do here on The Call Out, and just be humans, be wonderful, beautiful human beings who are living life to the fullest that they can. Pray, seek, understand, and find, and live life to the fullest.
Oh, What's up with you? That's so beautiful. For me, I just want to tell you guys to have, you know, a blessed week.
Mm-hmm.
And just do, you can do anything you put your mind to. Absolutely anything you put your mind to. It will take time, but as long as you put your mind to it, you can most definitely reach there. Yeah, boy.
Hola, hola.
So guys, please don't forget to follow us on our socials, Madibas.radio on Instagram, and my own personal socials are Instagram Karabo_Daniels, TikTok Karabo.Daniels. Please follow your girl. And Vuisani, what about you?
I heard someone here in the station was asking for my number. It's 067 182 baby girl 4569. I'm kidding. I just hate that.
Whoever's number that is, it's Vuisani that ate about your number. Okay?
Like, I'm kidding. You know, there's people that actually call me from Pretoria who think that I'm a company that makes weddings and all of that.
They know.
Exactly. I was thinking, they wouldn't know. That's it for me. Vui_Nomchacho on all social media platforms. The icon, when there's no person in there, that's me. That's press follow there. Yeah. Remember the quote of the day, women can. Peace out. This is the call out.
Bye. Mwah,
beautiful people.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pulei Madiba's Radio.
Uteleriche Madiba's Radio.
Otecheleza Madiba Radio.
Omametse Madiba's Radio.
Akalaisa na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Ulaleli Madiba's Radio.
Niko checheleza Madiba's Radio.
Oredite Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio. Opening up the way for you to be heard.
What's up, Madibas? It's another week. It's another episode right here on Madibas Radio Podcast. And you're listening to Extra Time. And I'm your host, Kalibito Kerabona Chabane. And as per usual, I bring you all things sports. I have a familiar voice with me in studio. It's been a hot, hot minute since you've heard her. But she's back. And like I said, the team is coming back one by one. What's up?
I'm good. I'm back and I'm better. I'm Risa and I'm very, very happy to be back. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's been a slow morning.
Yeah, I know.
But otherwise, I'm good. One day at a time.
Yeah. It's a brand new week, almost a brand new month, you know? Brand new sport.
We're almost at a new month. Yeah. August went by like this.
Flew very, very fast.
Like,
I can tell you that.
It's literally September in less than 5 days.
Yeah. But I'm excited for a new month, you know.
Spring. Means warmer days are upon us.
Yeah.
Warmer days are upon us. Of course, we're going to get into the sports matches that had taken place this past weekend. And we're going to start off with the Premier League.
Okay. These past few matches were a kick, but we made it through. I watched a few matches, but we are proud to finally say that Man United on Sunday won all with Fulham. Crystal Palace won all with Nottingham Forest. Everton 2-0 Brighton, and we bring you Saturday games also, where Arsenal played against Leeds United. Arsenal beating Leeds United 5-0. Then we have Brentford 1, where Aston Villa 0.
And you forgot Liverpool. Newcastle with a 2-3. What team are you again? Man City?
No. Man United, fool. I mean, they've been disappointing us, but that's still my team, you know. That is still my
you
team
have,
heart.
Man United fans have the spirit of Kaiser Chiefs fans.
100%.
They 100% back in their teams. They are right behind them. Like, I've never seen people back behind their team and their losses
all the way
as much as Man United fans are. But I can see that they slowly but surely they're getting into it. Like, they really
I mean, they make me cry, but I mean, they stole my team. You know?
You'll never abandon them.
Never.
Not yet. Right, moving on, as it is still Women's Month, women have been doing an amazing, amazing job on the sports world. And of course, we had the start of the Women's World Rugby Cup that had taken place this past Sunday between two games that took place with South Africa versus Brazil, with South Africa securing the win with a 66-6 win final score. And then we had New Zealand versus Spain, where New Zealand took the dub by a 54-6. So, yay.
Yeah, no, I feel like personally, the women's rugby has bringing it.
They are.
And they stepping out there. Like, people are finally recognizing women's world rugby. And I'm so glad for that, you know. I'm so glad that the win against Brazil is like the first step towards the team's main goal. You know, that was reaching out to the quarterfinals. And I was really proud of that.
Yeah. Like, wow. And of course, the fans created a sea of green and gold for the World's Women Rugby Cup, providing a lively and supportive atmosphere that seemed to fuel the team's performance. We are so proud of our women's rugby team. The team's success is attributed to the significant investment in women's empowerment and sport within South Africa, with the World Rugby being a tangible result of these efforts. I haven't been too much on social media for these last 2 weeks. I've just...
Why, are you taking like a break?
Or? I've been on a... Hey. And I said this last week, and I said I've been so busy.
I know.
And I've been so occupied with school. Like, it's
test
particularly
after test.
School.
Yeah.
These last 2 weeks have been hectic, but I'm literally almost done. We have one more to go.
Yeah,
we have one more paper to go.
Yeah.
And then we're done for cycle three. So.
Okay.
After that, I'll be back. I even deactivated my Instagram. That's
oh
how
my
that's
God.
How
you
deep
serious?
In this. Yeah, that's how deep I am in this.
no break, no, like social
that.
Media. So
that. But we have recess next week, a little bit break, you know.
I want to go home.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to go home. Maybe I will go home. Moving on to F1.
F1, we bring breaking news this weekend, some scandal for the F1 races. Just hold on.
We haven't had F1 news in a long time. We so haven't. This is definitely breaking news.
But F1 has been on a break. There's been a summer break for the races. So this weekend is a big race. Like a very big race, because there hasn't been races for about like 2 weeks now.
Yeah, like
so I'm keen to watch that, you know.
At least I'll have time. Yes, see, this weekend I'm back. I'm back fully in everything because I'll be done.
And there's so much sport going on this weekend. It's hard.
I'm even going to the game on Sunday.
Oh my God.
But we'll get into all of that. Yeah, no. There's games that are taking place this weekend, yeah. So I definitely will be there.
Oh,
so
I'm so jealous.
I've been saying that I have been scarce in sports and whatnot.
Yeah, no.
I've been busy, like I've been so occupied and locked in. But after this test, I'm all for it.
All for it, man. So I bring you some news of the F1, Perez and Bottas to make F1 returns in 2026 with Cadillac. So Cadillac have confirmed basically that their driver lineup ahead of their debut Formula One campaign in 2026. Perez took some time out to consider his future goals and spend time with his family after leaving Red Bull. So Red Bull's also took a turn, hey? Like Verstappen. Yeah, Verstappen this weekend, I'm counting on Red Bull. I mean, there's no partner because Yoki is his partner this weekend. But they put a question mark next to the driver because he doesn't have a driver yet. Yoki's apparently like in recovery of something. And
so it's very much hearsay.
There's pressure on him.
And a lot of rumors.
Yeah, no, definitely. But Verstappen
is one of my favorites.
I thought you were like a Lewis Hamilton fan.
I can support both.
No, I can't do that.
I can support both, but 100%, yeah, Lewis Hamilton.
There's only one champion this year, so I mean,
so, yeah, nah.
We'll see about that. But yeah, no, exciting for the F1 season that's resuming this weekend. But hopefully that we will catch you on Super Sport, the Dutch GP Live, on Sky Sports for F1. Be there, be told.
Right, like it is, yeah, it's very exciting. I always hear the talks about F1 coming to South Africa. Yeah. And if we would have F1 coming to SA, like where would you want the track to be? Like which city do you think is perfect to have that?
If I'm being honest,
I swear if you say Cape Town.
I was just about to say Cape Town. It's about the capital and the money.
But the thing is, we can't overly invest in one city all the time.
Yeah,
How are the cities supposed to grow if we're constantly seeing Cape Town as the go-to? I was even thinking Durban.
Okay,
thinking Durban. Even PE wouldn't be too bad for it.
It wouldn't, but where would the placement be in PE exactly?
And PE is a huge city. I mean, they'll find space.
They'll find space.
But
somewhere.
Like Durban, I was like, I see it in Durban. Like I see it being a thing. Summer season, summer 28.
Yeah, definitely.
People in these, you know, those cute little outfits that they wear with the caps, sunglasses.
I really see a
summer F1 in South Africa. But I really see it happening.
I really don't know. But what about Joburg? If I'm being honest, it's Cape Town or
small.
Joburg
is small. There's no space. Places like Dublin, there's space, PE, there's space.
It's London, I mean.
Not just London.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That doesn't even sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't.
We're going to watch F1 M1. No, that doesn't sound right.
Not
like,
at all.
They need to make a trip out of it. Like, no, we're flying to Durban for F1, having an F1 weekend. Like,
I
think Durban would probably be one of the perfect places to have F1 in South Africa.
It is.
Because, like I said, like, it just, a summer in Durban of racing is just sounds perfect.
It does.
It sounds like,
now that I think about it, it really does. And I haven't been to Durban, hey.
I also haven't been to Durban, but I can just feel it.
But
there's
the
just
vibes
something
are great in
the Durban air.
Yeah.
I mean, despite the fact that it's hot and
and
the air is humid. I really feel like it would be a great addition. Cape Town can wait. Cape Town has its own problems as is. So, like,
yeah.
We're cool with Cape Town for now.
Yeah.
We're cool. But of course, we know that the Betway Premiership has been taking place. But we're going to get into that a little bit later. But I just want to hear your thoughts, like just your quick thoughts about the Betway Premiership. Like, who are you supporting?
If I'm being honest, Kaizer Chiefs. Yeah. I've always been a Kaizer Chiefs fan. I even wanted to buy the merchandise, the jersey, Kaizer Chiefs. It's like a cream white top.
Yes.
It's so gorgeous. So gorgeous, literally. And I'm placing my order soon on that jersey. And I will be there at a game with that jersey.
I will disappoint you guys very soon. But you know, let me not speak bad on other people's teams. If you want to support Kaizer Chiefs, be loud and proud in your support. Of course, last night they did play. They played Mamelodi Sundowns, and that ended the way it ended. We can't say much on it. I expected more from the game, really. But yeah, what can I say?
And you? Oh, please don't tell me Orlando Pirates.
Oh, girl.
Please don't.
That's my team. That's my day ones. That's what I'm saying. Sunday, touchdown, Kwebeka. NMB, I will be there.
I really didn't. I don't even know where to get tickets sometimes, eh? Like, I need, like, someone that can get me tickets. Because I don't even know, like, where to go online and
web
stuff.
Tickets.
I swear, I've tried, and it doesn't work. I don't know if it's my bank account or something.
But something is just
Something is not clicking. Something is not clicking.
No, I will be there to see Orlando Pirates beat Chipa.
Yeah, you must take a lot of videos. Please.
Listen, my content is coming. See, I'm coming back on social media.
Yeah.
Wait for it. It's coming.
Yeah, whole video vlog, actually.
Okay, not too much now. A vlog is a bit much, but snaps, 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, that brings us to the end of my segment with Reese. I have another guest coming up soon, and we're going to speak all things netball, Betway Premiership, and of course, to shed a light on all the women who have been doing amazing and dominating the sports world. This is Extra Time. Stay tuned. We're back on Extra Time. Like I said, I have someone else in studio with me. You know him. You love him. Does he love coming to work? That is a question for discussion.
Why do I sound like a guest on Extra Time?
No, it's just that it's like everyone is a guest.
It's like
you're
giving grand entrance here.
No, I'm just welcoming you. Like I said, everyone loves you, but do you love being here? Of course you love being here.
Of course I do.
You're with me.
And yeah, I'm here today.
After how many weeks?
I am here today, you know, and I'm very excited to be here. My name is Samgele Tele, and I'm not visiting.
No one's visiting. How?
Like Arim Shabelin Matoho. Sam is finally in studio. No, that's not how it is. This is my home.
It's giving Ricky Rick. The land is still my home.
The land is still my home. A very exciting week and weekend. Today's
the kickstart of the weekend that's to come.
So last week, prior week. A very exciting prior week with all the exciting sport news sport action that took place this past weekend. How has it been, Ribone?
Sports has been fine. It's been good. Like we say every week, we never sleep. It's an industry that never sleeps.
And I was not sleeping yesterday watching soccer.
Yes. Yes. We watched the game together last night.
I watched two. Well, the second game wasn't really fully
a game.
In it.
What
fully
game? What were you watching?
It was Man United, and I wasn't watching it. I was watching it by association.
Oh,
it was playing on my device. Let's talk about netball,
please.
Let's talk about
netball. One thing about the girlies, they are cooking. Okay.
I think what I said to one of the netball people is that I really appreciate how everyone is supporting netball. Like everyone you would see on Instagram, everyone who's an NMU student is posting about netball.
I even tweeted about it, and so Varsity Netball reposted my tweet because I was speaking so highly of Madiba's.
So it's really out there. Like, it's not like, you know, Varsity Shield, everyone is going to talk about it. So you expect with netball from
the minimal media coverage.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone is really for the girls, and it's really, I watched one game.
Really?
Totally forgotten about Varsity Netball, but then I remembered. I was like, okay. So I caught the game in the third quarter. Ribone,
I was seated. Third quarter is always the turning point. One thing about netball games, that third quarter.
I was sitting on the edge of my seat. And I was like,
because
what?
That's usually when they have power play. Even. Yes. You see that 2 minutes of double points.
And now the double points were only for Northwest because they were the ones scoring. So now we were just...
Yeah,
like,
they did say the catch up on Madiba's versus the Northwest game is that Northwest caught up because of power play. If it wasn't for power play, there was still a huge gap and margin between the scores between the two teams.
That's very true.
And I want, like, you see how I keep talking about wanting to go home? See, if this, because there's a game upcoming and it's in Bloemfontein this weekend.
Yes, actually.
But now I can't go because I'm going to be here. Like, and I said I wanted to go home and I was going to go home, get my media accreditation.
You can go
with front
them.
And center. Front on the front line.
Speaking of that game, it is happening on Monday, 1st of September at 1 p.m. Matiba's Netball versus Wits Netball. And then at 3 p.m. we have UFS. So everything is happening at Northwest. Well, not at Bloemfontein.
There's two
games.
One day is in Bloemfontein and the other day is in a different...
It's in Mafeking.
Yeah.
No, it's actually the same day, but
and
just different
they
times.
Split, yeah. Some are going to be at Bloom, some are going to be in Mafeking, so...
Yeah, so the second one at 3 is the UFS versus Tux.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, again, UJ facing Varsity College Netball in Northwest University, Mafeking Great Hall at 5 p.m. And then we have Northwest Netball... versus Mateys in Northwest. All these games are streamed on Super Sports. We are rallying behind our girls on Monday.
But you see Varsity College.
Apparently it's not a strong team.
I was shocked. Listen, that's what I'm saying. Can we speak about Varsity College? Because I really thought they were going to come guns blazing. Nah, just like the rugby team does. Because the way that Varsity College even makes it into these tournaments is because of a relegation of another team.
Yeah, no, guys.
So... these teams get relegated, Varsity College gets the promotion, and then obviously with the rugby, took it.
You know, I know they
grabbed it.
Guns.
Next
blazing.
Year, Varsity Cup. That's the big... I'm really excited for
them. Probably going to be soaring.
That's
also
who everyone's going to like. That I think that's the biggest eyes that everyone has on for next year. But with the netball, like, I'm shocked.
I'm looking forward to our... Apparently, we'll have like an easy game with Varsity College.
We'll
Speaking
see.
Of Varsity College, any results from the past Varsity Netball games?
So, of course, the games that had taken place this past weekend, we had Mateys versus Wits with a 51-50 final score to Mateys. We had NWU versus Madibas with a 48-52 for Madibas. We had Varsity College versus UP Tux with a 35-53 final score for UP Tux. And to end off the games, we had... Gofsies versus UJ with 50-53. One thing about Gofsies and UJ, I think they're secret rivals. Because last year, they were the two teams that were in the final.
Okay.
And then Gofsies took it. And then UJ came for USAS this year. And then they took that.
Yeah, they took that.
So for them, I really think they're gunning for each other. Like, they're very much gunning for each other. But them aside, I think everyone came into the season maybe doubting Madiba's. I saw a lot of social media. Someone that I know from home who obviously is not supporting Madiba's was like, yo, Madiba's is like, they're coming. And I commented, I was like, yeah, as they should.
I think after USAS, I was a bit skeptical on their performance on Varsity Netball. But, I mean, I'm really behind them. They're currently number one on the log.
Clock
which,
it.
Madiba's. I can't wait for the semifinals so we can have live streams. And
8 points. 8 points.
Is that the log standings?
Yeah, 8 points as number one.
And number two. Do you know who's number two is?
We have UJ at number two. They also have 8 points. And then we have NWU with 5 points. In fourth, we have UFS with 5 points. In fifth, we have UP Tux with 4. In sixth, we have Mateys with 4. Seven, we have Wits with 1 point. And then at the bottom of the log, we have Varsity College with 0.
Varsity College. That's it from Varsity Netball. Very excited to see what's going to be happening on Monday, the 1st of September. I can't wait to watch our team play yet again. I heard you guys were talking about Manchester United. That's my favorite loser.
Oh! You and supporting these teams that are the great. Okay, let me not say that.
No, I don't support Man United.
Oh.
Never. I can't do that to myself.
Oh, okay.
Manchester United suffered a shock early EFL Cup exit on penalties to League Two side, a result that will be remembered for years to come. Yes, well, they are record setters. They are,
and not in the best way.
They are creating history with their losses. United were beaten 12-11 on spot kicks, having clawed their way back from 2-0 behind with 15 minutes to go to scrape a 2-2 draw. I was watching this game, but you were not saying that I was, because I kept on asking for score updates from someone that we were with, because they were watching the game.
So that's who were you? Because I'm like, yes. Where did you get time to watch a game?
I did. So he was watching the game, but now as we were playing the games. Mm. So when we're looking, it's a score.
Who are you sitting next to?
Shut up.
Never mind.
No. Oh my goodness. And then now it was. I think Yokuti, when they lost, Aza just lost it. It's like,
Is that why he ended up
leaving? Yeah, he's like, here's your tablet. So it was not the first time United had suffered a notable upset in domestic cup action either. Remember York City's 3-0 win at the Old Trafford 30 years ago? They are history makers, man. So this has happened 30 years ago. That's Manchester United for you.
Right.
That's Manchester United for you.
Okay. Moving on to the Betway Premiership. Sam and I's long overdue beef, especially last night watching that game. I was hate watching. You know, I'm always, every time Kaizer Chiefs plays, just know I'm hate watching. I was 10 toes behind my Mamelodi Sundowns. I was like, you know what?
Really?
I literally posted. I was like, Sundowns, you know what to do. But then, like,
but the draw,
it ended in a draw.
The draw for Kaizer Chiefs is like a win.
Yeah, because it doesn't.
Yeah, like it's like, what did
it means we gave you a run for your money to the point where you can even.
They did. They made sure.
Most certainly.
I think they were very smart in their game. Their game was, it's like, you know, when you're going to write a test, it's like, if I get a 50%.
Oh, they were playing not to lose, but to keep it at the same level.
If they win, it was going to be a win and celebrating.
So it was a. So we need to keep them. We need to keep the pace.
Very smart game. It was a very smart game by Kaizer
Chiefs. Of course, these are the results from this past week. We had Polokwane City versus Durban City with a 0-0 final. TS Galaxy versus Siwelele FC with a 2-0 for TS Galaxy. We had Stellenbosch versus Maruma Gallants with a 1-0 for Stellenbosch. Orlando Pirates versus Albert College with a 1-0 win for Orlando Pirates. Chipa United versus Richards Bay with a 1-0 final score for Chipa United. And of course, the upcoming fixtures for this weekend is Mamelodi Sundowns versus Stellenbosch taking place on Saturday. We have Magesi versus AmaZulu, and then Kaizer Chiefs versus the Golden Arrows, Sekhukhune United versus Durban City, and then on Sunday in the Bay we have Orlando Pirates taking on Chipa United. That is really exciting.
Oh, you're going?
You're not doing anything.
No, I am definitely. I am. I'll be tired, but yeah, we'll see though. Maybe I will pull through.
You said I must come to Campus League on Sunday. I'm coming. Now you're going to the game with me.
Too many people for my liking.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you forget about Siwelele playing tomorrow?
No. Yes, I did, actually. Who are they playing?
Richards Bay at 7:30.
But I'm backing Siwelele.
Of course, that's your team, was. It's still Women's Month.
Anyways.
It's still Women's Month.
We're going to get back into Women's Month.
You guys should have seen that eye roll. Is it not your team?
I mean, by city association.
You were singing here this other week, Siwelele. Whatever that
like,
is.
I'm not backing Siwelele. Like, I'm really hoping that they do well because they are a new team. And
Durban City. Durban City is doing well. Well, now Durban City is number 2 on the log.
Okay, but like.
Do you know Durban City?
Yes, I know Durban City, but no one really speaks about Durban City like that.
They will soon. Trust me. And it got so many young. I think the main reason why I'm behind Durban City so much is because there's one player.
You see, you're also supporting by association of home.
No, yeah. Well,
you see, you have your main team and then you have your team that you're associating.
But the crazy part is that we might be playing now Kaizer Chiefs. Not might. I know we will be playing Durban City in October.
Mm.
So, okay, here's the story. So I'm supporting Durban City because there's one player who's from around where I come from. He's very young. It's not a thing. Yoguti, you know what they say about soccer players and their age?
Yeah.
No. He's young. Like, we grew up in the same area around the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I remember him from primary school. So it's not a thing. Yoguti, he's probably 25, but Utuna 20. So I think that's why I'm behind them so much. They've got so many young players that they used to play. It's not like old players. You should check them out.
I'm glad. I'm happy to hear that because it means that they are grooming the next gen.
They really are.
The next gen is ready. I mean,
because even with the coach, it started as Simo Dladla. I'm not sure if you know him. So Simo Dladla was the coach for Real Kings FC. Oh, this is years ago. Real Kings FC was a team from where I come from. Then it was bought by Mam Kize, and then it changed to she was buying.
She bought was our club in the beginning.
So Simo Dladla is like he roots for young people. So he was, I'm pretty sure he still works for Durban City because now I think Gavin Hunt is the coach for Durban City. Hey, I know so much about Durban City.
Invested. Moving on to our final segment for the show. And of course, that is shedding light on women who are making waves in a male-dominated field that is the sports world. Of course, I have Reese. She's back. The whole team is back. And yeah, she's going to shed a light on one of our women that we're supporting today.
I bring you some of the important women of South African nations, of course, strong, powerful women, starting with Mutumbami Revele, leading South African businesswoman and sports administrator known for her trailblazing efforts in advancing women's empowerment. So it was a challenging time in South Africa where women couldn't play sports or weren't allowed or weren't recognized. So her gender equality in sports really uplifted South Africa. She has held leadership positions in numerous sporting bodies, including being the first woman to chair the board of boxing in South Africa. She is the founder and chairperson of SAWASF, which was established in 2008 to empower women in sports through advocacy, policy, monitoring, and mentorship.
Sam, very, very, women are busy.
In sports.
They are busy.
In
okay?
sports.
Every week I'm learning about someone new. Like,
and
I'm very shocked. I'm very impressed more than anything because you wouldn't expect, because they're not on the front line like that, you think it's not happening.
I was
happening,
about to say.
But
most,
so much is happening behind the scenes. And that warms my heart because, wow, we take it so much for granted. It's underappreciated more than anything, which is why we even have this segment of shedding a light and a spotlight on them to be like, hey, we see you. We see the work that you're doing.
They work really hard behind the scenes. And I've met like two ladies that I was like, hey, bro, I remember during Users, I met Dumisani. I'm not sure if you know her.
The lady you posted.
Yes. So Dumisani was a student at NMU, played netball, studied here, is now doing so well in the netball field. I was like, where have you been? She does broadcasting as well, commentating, analyzing netball. So much that she does, but she's not that well known, you know? But she's doing so well. Well, we also have Bongi Wemsomi, the captain of the South African netball team. Somi led her team to a significant victory in the Quad Series and has earned over 150 caps. Bongi is an inspiration to a lot of women and young girls, and her greatest feat is representing South Africa as the captain of the national netball team. Bongi plays an important role in encouraging women to take up space in the sport of fraternity.
Hi, Bo. Bongi Msomi. Don't we have a Bongi? Bongi Ngosi.
We do.
Bongi must come fetch his family.
Bongi
fetch his
Bongi
family.
Ngosi,
like,
actually.
No, because Tepo calls Bongi Ngosi Bongi. Like,
really?
Yeah, he's always like, Bongi, like, Bongi, come closer. Bongi this, that, and the third. So, yay, like.
So it is Bongi.
Bongi Ngosi will come collect his family.
Of
course, our final woman for today is Thembi Kgatlana. She was born on the 2nd of May 1996, and she's a South African professional soccer player who plays as a forward for the La MX Fenimal Club, Tigers UNL Feminil, and the South African Women's National Team. A national team standout, Kgatlana has 23 goals and 71 appearances for South Africa, including her country's first World Cup goal, which she scored against Spain in 2019. She debuted for South Africa's senior team as a high school senior at the 2014 Africa Cup of Nations and twice started as a 20-year-old at the 2016 Olympics. Okay, people are making waves.
Yay,
people are making women themselves are making known in the industry. Like, they really, like I said, like they out there.
Yeah.
They really out there. It's more a matter of if you want to know, just look. And you will find them.
You will find them everywhere. And that's how we wrap up Women's Month and celebrating all these amazing women who are in sports. Now, before we wrap up, because I know we're out of time, or do you guys have another one? Because, yeah, follow, imagine Women's Month. Must be fucking
bonk.
So, before we wrap up, campus sports. This is what we should have started with, actually. Campus sports.
And we haven't touched on campus sport in a really long time.
Campus sports is happening, guys.
And you don't see, it's so busy. The sports world is busy. We really try our best to fit everything.
We should fit in everything.
Every week.
I know Matibu's Rugby is hosting this weekend on Saturday.
Aren't they all? They are.
So they're hosting this Saturday, all their games. The times are not confirmed, but they will be confirmed in due time. But I know it's a 3 game day,
so it's at 1 o'clock that
type of thing. So it's, yeah, it's actually very nice. The last game, last week wasn't really good, but
last week was not really good.
So possibly the women's team might be starting at 11:45, second team of the men at 1:00, first reserved. It's actually 4 games. First reserves at 4:10. At 2:10, and then the first team at 3:30, and they're playing Progress. So this is all
your team, Galuyolo.
He's probably gonna be here. So that might be. Unfortunately, I won't be. I would have loved.
I keep forgetting that you're leaving this weekend.
So yeah, Campus League is also continuing. Chess is not playing. We only have a few sport codes playing this weekend. We don't have netball. We have football, rugby, and
the 3v3 basketball.
No, we don't have. We have futsal. So it's only those 3 sport codes playing this Sunday at the Campus Sports League. FNL.
Yo, one I can lay you. That is another segment. That is a story, another story.
A podcast on its own.
That is a story on its own. And it's so crazy because we started off our podcast with the basketball team.
Yeah, actually.
Like, they opened up Extra Times podcast.
They're opening up the industry for themselves. So, yeah, FNL is continuing. I know the dates, but I just completely forgot about it because I was just told in passing. It's still not, you know, a final date, but it's most probably going to be that date in September.
Yeah, somewhere in September.
Somewhere in September.
There's definitely no games this week.
Yeah, there's no games this week. Guys, FNL, and our apprentice after parties are also ready.
You see, I told you, we're not getting into that. We'll get into that next time when we try to hype people to come to FNL. We'll get into what happened at the last FNL, because yay!
Otherwise,
boy, I have a story.
A whole story. Story time. Actually, listen.
I see Violin.
That's it from my side. What do you have for us, ladies?
No, like, this is, you know, Extra Time, the name of the game, the best show. You know, of course, you can connect and engage with us on our social media at Madiba's Radio.
And I'm Risa, and you can catch me on Extra Time next time.
Ooh, I like that. Extra time next time.
Yeah, that's it from me. I was very excited to be here. I missed doing this. See you again in the next 6 weeks.
That's not funny. Don't make jokes like that. Do not make jokes like that. Of course, my name is Rabona Chabane, and this is Extra Time, the name of the game.
The best youth station in the Bay.